Revel here. Welcome to the inaugural first ever episode of the Chamber Podcast. From time to time, we are going to bring you a delightfully entertaining show where we feature different chamber members and influencers in the Tallahassee community who are making our wonderful city grow and prosper. I'm excited to be a part of this, and our whole entire chamber team is. And before we get to our very first episode, where we have a wonderful guest that I think you're really going to be delighted by, I want to kick it over to my co-host, Sarah Solomon, to tell us a little bit about the Chamber's annual TRC campaign. Sarah, what is a TRC campaign?
Well, the Total Resource Campaign is the Chamber's annual funding campaign where a group of volunteers raise our funds for the whole year. This year, it's led by Beth Corum. She's going to be leading a group of volunteers who are sure to do a great job for us. During this time, members have the opportunity to invest in the Chamber's events and affiliated programs like Leadership Tallahassee, Access Tallahassee, and World Class Schools. That is upcoming. It's going to launch on September 11th. We are really looking forward to it, and it runs through November 15th. So Chamber members will have lots of great opportunities to get involved there, and be sure to be on the lookout for more information soon.
There's no better way, Sarah, than our TRC campaign to reach the over 1,400 members of the Chamber of Commerce every year with your message about your business and what you do every day to grow Tallahassee to new heights and beyond. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into this thing. Our boss, Sue Dick, President and CEO of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, joins us for our kickoff episode. Hope you enjoy the show. For our first guest, we have our boss, the ever wonderful Sue Dick, here with us.
Hello, Sue. Everybody. I'm sitting here with a huge smile on my face, looking at this remarkable team here at the Chamber, and just honored that you invited me to do this. So thanks.
Well, I know it was a long trip for you from the office next door, so we appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with us this morning. Sue, you know, it's been a great pleasure for me to be on your team for the last 2 years, and you know, Sarah and I gather in her office every day and talk about all the wonderful things that in the world about you, and how much we love working with you, and how to decipher how to best deliver the results that you're looking for. But I think what I wanted to do today with having you on is give everybody a little bit of insight into your world and your perspective on Chamber World. And so to start that, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Sue Dick story? How does Sue Dick become the President and CEO of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce?
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank you. And I think while I've been here close to 20 years, just this experience alone really tells me where the working space is going and how things change. And I think these types of innovative ideas are exciting, keep me young at heart, although I've been doing this for many years, just makes my day wonderful. So a shout out to our great team. I think we have the best Chamber of Commerce team in the nation, and I just want to say thanks to you guys for asking me to do this and making me look good like I know you will. So the Sue Dick story is not something I like to talk about, only because I like to talk about other people, not myself, but very lucky to have been born and raised in Miami, in the Miami that was the old Miami that anybody that was there in the 60s to 80s, it's the Miami that you picture and now you see in stories or books or on the internet, but it was just a cool city. And I had the backdrop of having parents that came from Cuba. And so I had that inside of being the Cuban American that was raised in Miami of the next generation that was going to go to college. So that was very cool, going to an all-American high school in South Florida, Westminster, and then finding my way, first generation that really went away to college and didn't go to Dade South because it was pretty hard to venture off as a female in a Hispanic family. I was luckily enough not to have to have chaperones when I was dating because my parents moved towards Americanizing us quickly. And so my brother, being 3 years older, went to the Air Force Academy and was a fighter pilot of F-16s. And I was lucky enough to get a chance to come up here to Florida State University. And upon graduation, moved back to Miami and had the luck of going on one blind date in my life and ended up being able to marry Bobby. And so we went back to Miami, but realized that's not where we wanted to be. It's not where we wanted to raise our family in the late 80s. And so we moved back to Tallahassee, and we've been here ever since. And it's, how lucky am I that while I came back and started in the tourism side of things, to really have a job every day that gets to work with a great team, again, a nod to Jay and Sarah and everybody else in the building, that really gets to try to work with individuals to shape our community for the future. I mean, it's just a great opportunity. It's a cool job. It's very difficult because you care so much, but it's I count my blessings every day that I get to do this. So that's the Sudeik story, and we have two wonderful children that I will walk out of any meeting to take their phone call if they call, and they're 24 and they're 21 years old. So we're very blessed, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, that's great. You know, obviously in the time you've been here at the Chamber, going on a couple of decades now, the world changes a lot, the community changes a lot. Talk to us a little bit about just what it's been like to witness the change in Tallahassee through that Chamber lens.
I think it's, I feel like it's been a wonderful novel of many chapters. And while I thought it was maybe when I took this position, again, working for a board of directors, working for business leaders, I probably came into this thinking it was a 10-chapter book, and now I'm on the fifth book of the series, and the books are much longer, the novels are much longer. I think Tallahassee continues to evolve as a state capital and a university community. Where we are now, and we hear it every day in our interactions of, wow, this community has really changed. Whether it's from the buildings to the roads to the trails to the amenities, but mainly also to the businesses and the diversity of the type of businesses that are here. And then to what we experience here at the corner of College and Park Avenue, we get the chance to look out our window every day and see it firsthand with the people that are walking by downtown. I mean, it is truly remarkable, and it just tells a story. I sit here and you know, we see construction trucks go by. We hear buildings going up. We see people walking their dogs, as you say, Jay.
Yep.
The best way to see how a community is doing is see how much people are there with their pets. You have another
way of stating
it.
We won't have to censor the podcast for that one. But
I think that we can just see it with the growth of the businesses. And Tallahassee continues to evolve. And all you have to do is sit in one of our local coffee shops and hear the people next to us talking about how Tallahassee's changed. That's if you recognize the people that are next to you, which sometimes now we don't really do, and I think that's a great testament to who we are.
Yeah, there's a really unique sensibility about the community, even though you're rapidly approaching, you know, being north of 300,000 people here. You still do have the ability to know a lot of people and connect with a lot of people in a really personal manner. You know your neighbors, you know people from the PTA or from the baseball field where you're there with your kids. It still does have a small town feel to it, but more and more we're seeing cranes visiting the skyline, and more we see new things coming here that I think people who maybe have been here for 40 or 50 years maybe are mesmerized or maybe even something else disturbed by the idea that the community's growing up so fast. But yeah, it's great, and it's one of the things I think, again, that's fun to be a part of your team. We're constantly working with people who are looking to do big things here, and we're constantly trying to figure out how to tell those stories. And we are just a couple of weeks away from really our Super Bowl every year, which is our annual community conference. And one of the things, you know, from my perspective, I got to go to our community conference for the first time when I was 22 years old. I was just out of college. I was working for the county commission, and I went, and I was really blown away by how impressive it was. You know, I think, you know, it's one of those things that if you're not familiar with our community conference, if you ever go for the first time, it can be a little jarring to see how big of an event it is. I mean, you're talking over 500 attendees. Really, you get up into the 700 or 800 number when you add in people's families and others that attend. And it looks like a Fortune 500 annual conference or an annual shareholder event, but it's, instead of being focused on a company, it's focused on our community. And you've been a huge part of shaping that and turning that into what it is today. And obviously, you know, we have a great team that all comes together to make that happen. Shout out to Dana for being our field general on the conference every year, doing a wonderful job. Probably downstairs working away on that as we speak. Sue, can you paint some perspective on sort of the first time you went to our conference, what it was, and sort of what it is now, and give us a little bit of history on that?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, this is one of those things that we have actually considered years past. Do we continue to do this? But again, like any business or any organization, when the demand is there, you keep doing it, and your obligation is to make it even better. So I go back when I first started the chamber, which was about 21 years ago, and a nod to Joe Kelly, who hired me, who is another testimony of how lucky our community is. This is an individual that worked for the State Department of Commerce, came to this chamber building to start our economic development efforts and take the chamber to the next level. Has started his own company now in Ghost Controls and gives back to this community immensely. And I think he is he's one of those faces that is what Tallahassee can be. And so our conference, my first conference, had probably 100 people, and it was called the Chamber Retreat. Mm-hmm. And it has grown from that as a way of showing the maturing of not only the community, but I think the chamber. And so we worked very hard to broaden it, eliminate that word retreat, because back then it was this sense of, well, it's just for a small group of people.
Right.
And we've matured and we've said, no, we as a chamber are going to continue to grow with it. And through Joe's final years, we grew it into a community conference. And I have, in all of my years, and I interact with a lot of chamber presidents across the nation, I have not found a chamber in the entire country that does this. Where we take our community and issues outside of the community for a focused attention and discussion. And yes, a chance to build relationships, because that's really what it's about. Let's have the relationships in anything as possible with respect. And so it's grown to this magnitude, and it really is a formula that works. And our goal every year is to put together a program that's going to inform and inspire and move our community forward while our attendees get a chance to create business relationships and relationships so that, again, we continue to be the community that we are. So that conference is really important, and we could not do it without our great team. Not only do we plan it, but our team, everybody around this table plus, are working it. And it's a great opportunity. It's exhausting, and while we smile the whole time, when we go to our room sometimes we stop smiling and we kind of hide ourselves away. But it's a wonderful opportunity for our community, and we should be very proud as a chamber that we do it.
Yeah, it's my favorite week of the year, and it's funny because, like you said, it is a lot of work, and there's sort of the pay no attention to the people behind the curtain. You know, when we're in there stuffing gift bags and putting signs on the walls and all kinds of things and sort of creating this really cool environment. But it's fun for me because we get to be in a sort of stressful environment with our team for a few days. And we do have such a great team. So it's always fun to just sort of let, because I feel like in those environments, everybody really, they just shine. I don't know. It's really fun to be around. And I'm excited for us to all get over there to Amelia Island. If you haven't registered yet, we highly encourage you to go online and do that, www.talchamber.com. Always got to throw that out there. And if you've never been to the conference, it really is something incredible. And hopefully one day, if you can't make it this year, you'll get a chance to go over it. I think you will come away impressed with just how robust our community is and the many stories that are out there. And hopefully you like the way we help craft that narrative. So, you know, the Chamber is such an interesting organization to me. We have over 1,400 members. I think we represent, I lose track of how many thousands of employees, but it's a massive number here in the private sector in our community. You know, I've been here for 2 years, but, well, you know, long-time observer, first-time employee, right? And Sarah, you've been here for a slightly less than that, not much.
About a year and a half or so.
And it's just fascinating to see it, you know, from our perspective. And
it definitely is, yeah. And you know what, Sue, that is a question for you, I think. You know, we've had so many of these great events just grow over the years, and I think your perspective is better than anybody else's on that. But give us a little insight about how the Chamber has grown over the years. What, you know, tell us the story there. What has the Chamber done? What's different from the way it used to be? And I'm throwing a little curveball in there for you. What do you think it's going to be in the next 20 years?
Okay. Well, great question. Wow, 20 years seems like 100 years from now, when we know how much work we're going to do just in the next year ahead. So the Chamber, I think, has grown 1,437 members, as Jay said, and I think it's a testament to our business community, 67,000 employees represented by that. And remember, you know, one thing that we tend to forget was what we all experienced in 2008 with the decline in the economy. And this Chamber community, which really, another way of saying it is this business community, made it through that. And so I think we were able to hold on through that downturn, but we did that by trying to offer programs that made a difference to the business community that would help them keep their doors open or make it important for them. And so I think it's also a nod to our board of directors. We are the business community. We have a 44-member board of directors. So while we as a team work really, really hard and care about what we do, and again, I can't emphasize that enough because we, you know, I'm very lucky to work with everybody. You all are wonderful. The business community that's been committed and our past chairman and our leadership that put in hours on hours for our community have made the difference. It's going to be fun to see where we go. You know, 2024 is our community's 200th birthday. Jay came in with that printed on his t-shirt when he arrived 2 years ago. And I think as a community, we need to really focus on that. That is an opportunity that should be celebrated. And the next monumental date that we all need to be focused on is 2030, because as a state and through the Florida Chamber Foundation work is bringing attention to those things that really will matter. Our education, our poverty rate, our job growth rate. So what I love about this job and what I have learned, because, again, I'm in the boomer space, and there's all this talk of millennial and the next generation and the new normal for working. I think, you know, if you're not aware that it's going on, people need to be aware. It's a new economy. And I think people should need to be very open to the talent that's around them to recognize that we don't really know. We need to have a plan. So let's make plans for future years, but recognize that you might just need to adjust them to be successful. And so we'll keep rocking and rolling. The Chamber turns 100 years old in 2023. So we're here to stay. But we're here to keep doing what we can better to make this a great community that we are and to be supportive of our members. So those of you that are not members, we need your membership so we can do what we should be doing. And we just need people to let us know what we can do to help.
It really is impressive on a day-to-day basis just to see not only the staff come together, but the sheer volume of volunteers who all have the same mission and goals in their mind as we kind of work to move Tallahassee forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and when you talk about that and you talk about membership, I think one of the fun things about our team is everybody's got a different sales pitch, if you will, on why you should join. You know, I think it's a scenario where if you believe in a bright future for Tallahassee, you need to invest in a team that believes like you do. Sue, in your time here, what's one of the best reasons you can give someone or thought process behind someone joining a Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I would think you've teed it up very well. This said to the great golfer that Jay Revel is. I think it's that. I think you Chamber of Commerce mission is to be the catalyst and focused on growing your community for everyone to prosper. And if a chamber is structured correctly, you have a board of directors that set strategic priorities and are very much tuned in and focused on what it's needed and what a community is working on and facing with. And a Chamber of Commerce is that mechanism and that that vehicle to get to that point. And you know, we hear things like, well, I'm located in the my business is in Tallahassee, but all of my clients are nationally or internationally. And our answer is, well, all the more reason you need to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce, because you have employees that live here, your employees go to schools that live here, and we're involved in programs with our K through 12. We're working to support infrastructure projects so your employees can get to your place of business. We're working on trying to improve the airport. So there's no, you know, I have yet to hear a reason why, a good reason, why someone should not be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. It is the thing, you should do it to support the community and to support the future of the community, and ask the chamber, and the and a chamber anywhere needs to perform and show value, and I think that's something we do very, very well. So, and it's not that expensive. It's, you know, it's maybe 2 cups of coffee per month. If you add all that up on what a membership can be, and the returns on that investment would be are great.
Yeah, and it's a long-term investment. I always tell people that. It's just
that's a great way to
say
it. Yeah.
If you come into a Chamber of Commerce thinking that in a month you're all of a sudden going to reap massive benefit, not saying that you can't, but that's probably not the right mindset. You have to be able to go in and say, I'm going to build a base network. I'm going to build an understanding of the community that puts me at an advantage against my competitors, and it puts me in a place where opportunities will find me more often. And I've always found that if you go with that mindset, it is kind of cheap.
That's great. Absolutely.
So,
I would agree.
You know, kind of transitioning again into some of the things, the initiatives that we work on here at the Chamber. One of the things that I've really enjoyed us being more and more a part of is our campaign to recruit and retain talent in our community. Sarah does a wonderful job. If you haven't seen our Talent Lives Here videos, those are produced by Sarah here in our shop, and does an absolute wonderful job of that. I think we just released a new one this week. So
we did yesterday.
Yeah, and they just look wonderful, and they're great stories about people who have either wound up or chose to be in Tallahassee to build their career and their life. And we have found that if we tell more of those stories, hopefully we can encourage more people to make that choice. Sue, for a starter question on this, tell me a little bit about just your perspective on that effort to retain talent. Why is that important?
It's important, and it starts in this building. We were able to recruit Sarah when Sarah and her now husband Michael were looking at a community to move to. We were fortunate enough to have her come to Tallahassee, and so she's here. And Ken and I look across the table where, Jay, you and Sarah, and now your beautiful daughter Winnie, could be at any community. And we need to fight like heck to make sure you don't leave this community. And it's a matter of, it matters. It's wonderful talent, and the characteristics of people that are willing to give back to the community that need to stay. It's the foundation for our community moving forward. It's the future of our community, and we need to embrace that and know that we're competing with a lot of other communities out there, and we are nothing without our next generations, and it really does matter. And we also want the quality that I think that people like you represent, where you give back to the community. So it's critical. We are doing a great job with our Talent Lives Here, telling that story, watching people's reactions when they see certain, not only people that are here, but businesses that they're here, and why they're here and where they came from. And it makes it, you see those stories and you say, if we're not proud now after seeing those stories, you need to be proud to know that we attracted individuals that could be anywhere, but they're here. So that means something, because it is competitive out there. And so I think it's something that we need to continue to focus on. It needs to be a community effort.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier, you know, that and I know from being around you in a lot of meetings and sit downs that the phone rings a lot. But when I see you bolt up out of the room, I usually know it's one of the kiddos calling. And you've got two kids that are millennials, that are you know, on their path to being very successful. I always enjoy hearing you talk about your kids. You light up in a very unique way. Give me your perspective as someone who has raised two children here in Tallahassee. They're off now, sort of kicking off their careers, figuring it out. You've got one currently, as we sit here, in Chicago, one in New York, again, building the beginning steps of their careers. You began your steps of your career in Miami. Just give me a mom's perspective on again, why it's important to retain talent and how that perspective, you know, shaped your conversations with your kids.
Well, I think, you know, from our standpoint, I know Bobby and I, we look at our kids, and I think, first of all, being raised in a community like Tallahassee, they have a unique foundation to them because they've seen the relationships. So our son, so Jackson will fly in from Chicago on an internship and land in Jacksonville to make it to our conference on Friday night, because he has been going to the Chamber Conference since he was very little. And he's doing that because he wants to go back for the relationships. As he enters a senior year at FSU, he wants to make some contacts. And I think they know how important that is. It is about networking. It's about creating those relationships. And so, you know, I think what that says as a storyline is, if you're from Tallahassee and you choose to go away, you more than likely may boomerang and come back. You just don't know when that year is. Our last talent lives here. Story, she lived, I think, in New York for 7 years, and she's moved back, and she came back to work for one of our financial institutions, and she wants to be back here because she wants to raise a family. I think it comes back to also just teaching a bit of pride and giving back and relationships. And if for whatever reason our talent doesn't make it back here quite yet, I think they eventually will. But it is a matter, it's not just about a job, it's about your life and giving back and really just building in what it's why we're here and how we need to maybe contribute more and more to the community and the future of the community.
Yeah, it's funny how perspective changes over time. When I was coming out of college, I felt like I was the guy who was in the rearview mirror waving as they kicked dust up into my face, speeding off to Atlanta and Orlando and Tampa and other markets. And I really had a big motivation when I was just out of school to go to work here in Tallahassee and build them a city worth coming back to. And now, as I have, you know, fast forward a decade, I have a six-month-old daughter. That motivation is still build a great city that, you know, one day she can choose to come back to. It just is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of her more than I'm thinking of my, you know, long lost friends. Yeah. But
well, and I think from a business model, we need talent. We need the employees. You know, you look at just the national discussion about labor and the ability to find labor to grow our economy. We need it, and we hear from our employers here. So part of this talent lives here is to say we have remarkable talent at our universities, and getting them to just realize to just come just a little bit outside the central circle around campus, they will fall in love with this community. And we see it firsthand because we run into each other at meetings with people that we don't, we're all meeting with these people, and then we debrief, and it's like, well, who was that? Oh, that's a senior at FSU that really doesn't want to go back to Tampa but really wants to make some connections because they want to stay here. They had no idea. You know, that statement, we just kind of smile and say, you know, they had no idea, and then fill in the blank. And that's really important as well. And there's a lot of efforts and initiatives being done out of this building and in the community to get the students off the campus and get them into our local businesses, and to also ask the professors who live here, who obviously love this community, to also be our biggest cheerleaders to say, hey, get out and explore this community. This is a great city, and there's a lot to offer. So it's something that we've got to do.
Yeah, we're all, I think, awfully proud of Tallahassee, and it's a great place to live and a great place to build your career. I I just adore this place, and I think we all probably share that. And you know, before we let you go, speaking of Tallahassee, I'm going to do a quick lightning round with you. Okay, we're going to try this out. I think this will be fun. I'm going to say something about our community. I want you to give me the immediate word that comes to mind. Okay. So we'll
okay,
close
there's
it
a
out.
Disclaimer. I have no idea what you're
right.
You know
so,
that I do not like
if we need to edit it out later, we certainly can. So here we go. State capital.
Asset needs to stay here.
Absolutely. College students.
Energy, excitement, wonderful asset, resource.
Downtown.
Beautiful, changing, open for... the sky can be the limit and need some more diversity.
Airport.
Airport authority must be considered. Regional economic asset. Land to be delivered. Don't view it just as airplanes flying overhead.
Bobby.
Love of my life.
Good answer. Sue, thanks for being with us. We've had a lot of fun talking today, and we got a lot of fun coming up here in just a couple weeks as we get the conference rolling. And there's always something fun happening at the Chamber of Commerce. We encourage you all to come by, stop by, and see us. If, as I like to say, if we don't know the answer, we certainly try to know where to find it. So come see us really soon, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, guys. It was fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for episode one of the Chamber podcast. I really hope you enjoyed our sit-down talk with President and CEO of the Chamber, Sue Dick. We are getting very, very excited. The bags are getting packed for all of our Chamber team to get ready to head over to our annual community conference here. We're extremely excited to put on another great show for you all this year. Hopefully, you're tuning into this. Maybe you're even on your way to the conference getting prepared for a great couple of days in Amelia Island. But if you can't make the conference this year, that's okay, too. There's lots of ways to stay in touch and on top of everything going on in Chamber World, like
the website. You can always go to our website, talchamber.com, and take a look at our events calendar. There's events going on all year long. And also make sure that you're following us on social media, too. We have Facebook, Instagram, all the above, and just really stay connected with some of the events that we're doing while we're at the events, and you'll get reminders there of upcoming stuff, too.
And be sure, like Sarah said, if you're following us on social media, you'll actually be able to tune in to some of these great things and updates that are happening at the conference should you not be able to be there. And if you are there, make sure to chime in and share as well. So that being said, thanks again for being with us, folks. We appreciate you listening in, and we appreciate you being a Chamber member. And if you're not a Chamber member yet, come on by and see us. We'd love to have you. Talk to you soon. For those of you who are currently in the car riding over to the 2018 Tallahassee Annual Community Conference, you might want to download the Chamber's Conference app. If you don't know about the Conference app, there's always a really great competition that goes on in which you, when you attend certain events, can learn a code, use that code through the app to enter into our grand contest, in which a grand prize will be given out on Sunday at the finale of the conference. So, hope you're paying attention, because if you are, we've got a special podcast edition code just for you who made it all the way through the podcast and listened this far. So, the code for the Chamber app for the podcast is Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y.